Alright. Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Empress Hour, and we've got the Empress.
Hey!
Alright, guys. So, we had, like, an unexpected situation yesterday, and last time. Like, I don't really mind Hoshioni being on and talking and all that, but... You know, the Empress Hour, you guys tend to like to hear the Empress. So it was kind of a little bizarre, and my apologies for that. He wasn't really notified that it was, like, mainly the Empress, you know, your show. And, I mean, it's okay to have another voice. Like, we don't mind guest voices. That's cool to have guest voices every now and again. So, I mean, we're still up for that. But we definitely want to keep it more towards the conversation that... You know, you and I have, you know, maybe about the esoteric stuff and, you know, it's just stuff like that that you guys like to tune into. And I looked at the views, even though BitChute has really changed a lot, I noticed that people are coming back. I noticed that hits are coming on my videos and I've actually got some more subscribers. So that's cool. People are really jumping on now. Yeah. We got some new subscribers.
Yeah, well, the feedback I've gotten is that you and I bounce off each other really well.
Okay, that's good. Because that's probably what the issue was with me and Hoshi, because we were talking shop more or less, and it wasn't necessarily what the viewers were, you know, in for. So it didn't do as well as some of our other shows. I mean, it's cool. Again, we don't mind guest voice, but it was my fault. I should have let him know ahead of time that, you know, this was not necessarily an open mic, and I have made sure everybody knows that now. So if people do jump in here for any reason, they can listen, but, you know, they can't really talk. And that's cool because, you know, when I used to be in TFM server, when he did his shows, you know, I always knew, hey, I better keep my mic muted when he's doing a live show or I'm going to get the full brunt of, you know, because his show's in front of thousands of people. You don't want to come on there and just... Yeah, that's a bad thing. So, all right. Anyway, we have a topic this time. It's not, we don't have a topic. No, we have one. So, did you catch the debate at all? I know you're probably not that invested in American politics these days, or maybe you are, but I didn't actually catch the full debate. I'll be honest. I didn't catch the full debate, but I did look at some highlights and see what was going on. And, of course, we read some articles on the show on Friday about it, so I learned a bit more. DP kind of scolded me. Oh, you should have watched the whole thing. Dude, I literally don't have time to care that much about it. It's like, you gotta look at their, you know, it's like somebody describing sports. Well, you got to see the look on their faces when they're on the field. Like, that's literally what it felt like. And, I mean, that's fine, because some people do look at politics as sports ball. You know, he's not much into... He did play basketball, but he doesn't really like watching sports that much. But politics, my God, when you get him into there, it's literally like political football in a way. That's just the way he is. That's his thing. Some people are just like that. So, anyway... The issue I had is it's pretty plain to see that Joe Biden, like everything that Alex Jones has said and other people have said regarding Biden's mental state is 100% true. He absolutely has shown signs of severe dementia, and I did work with Alzheimer's patients. So I know all about these kinds of signs myself. I've seen them. As I explained to Matt, and as Alex Jones has said, you know, they older people that are dementia, they play with their poop, tend to do that. And there's been a lot of instances where Alex has said that they've had somebody basically goes behind him in the White House and cleans him up because he's incontinent and cannot hold his bowels. Which makes a lot of sense. He's 81 years old, and he didn't know where he was. It didn't look like he knew where he was. And, of course, there was the one moment where he wasn't making any sense at all. And Donald Trump says to him, I don't even understand that last sentence, right? And then he said a bunch of other things, and he says, and we finally beat Medicare. And... Everybody was confused, and of course they said, thank you, Mr. President. And Trump says, yeah, you beat Medicare, all right. You beat it to death. I'm like, so That's pretty much.
Oh gosh, look, I tuned in briefly, and I saw what I saw, and I already knew, because like yourself, I've had exposure to dementia and Alzheimer's patients, and
right,
quite a lot of experience with it. And so I've known, but I thought it was going to be kind of funny maybe to watch the debate, but I tuned in and I just saw like maybe 5-10 minutes of it. It was like right there at that end. That's when I tuned out because I was like, this is just too painful. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
It just hurts. It's sad. I feel horrible for that man. Well, like, who put him up to that?
Well, we have to talk about...
I feel horrible for our country.
We have
to... And, it's just sad and painful. I mean, it's even worse than when Nixon was president.
Well, we have to really talk about that because, I mean, the biggest point, and what was his name? Paul, I can't remember that guy's name on... he used to be Alex Jones's, like, I guess you could say his second... in command, the British guy. Anyway, he came in there and he said, you know, the big thing is, okay, with all this going on, who in the hell is running the country? And that's a very, very good point, because if we've got a demented man who clearly doesn't understand where he's at, and yes, it was painful for some people to see. It absolutely was painful. Yes, me and DP have a very dark sense of humor, as some might have caught on the show, but yes, we have to keep in mind the reality of the situation, and that's that some very nefarious, and we should probably consider them nefarious, because who else would take a demented person, knowingly demented, and put them in this situation where they can be manipulated? Now, what I am thinking...
Every Democrat that I know has said, well, yeah, because I've brought this up before, and they were like, well, yeah, but, you know, there's other people controlling it, you know, the Democrat cult is running it,
well,
in other words, but...
I think it's a little more...
Yeah.
I think it's a little deeper than that. You know, we did talk about the Bohemian Grove situation. We talked about that. We talked about all those elites over there and how this is just a puppet show for them, right? Like, Joe Biden's a puppet for these people. That's literally all he is. They don't care. They're literally just playing a game with the American people and showing the American people how useless and stupid and foolish their leaders are at this point. They're showing that they really run the shit. And by they, I mean the big corporations. Because aside from maybe some people in government, some presidents, like, there's a lot of corporate CEOs and things like that, especially if we talk about Bilderberg, you know, the Bilderberg meetings where every CEO and big corporate person comes in. And you know the president isn't even invited to those? That's the crazy thing. Like, the president doesn't even really show up on some of those. Like, you'd expect... you know, everybody to come to this massive gathering of the minds, the most powerful people in the entire world. And the president's not even there, which is really bizarre. It's not saying that other people, like other elected officials, aren't there, but the president isn't. I don't believe Trump's ever attended either. But what I am saying here is it shows that there's something going on. There's definitely something nefarious going on. And if you're going to abuse an elder like this, and they even use the term elder abuse to try to show that this country is, I don't know, I guess still strong, because obviously all of America's opponents saw a weakened country that night. And that's really, really bad, because this is a very tumultuous time right now. There's a lot of countries that are trying to vie for America. Russia, China, North Korea, you know, even small fry like North Korea. Like, we just showed them that we're easy pickings. We don't have a strong leader.
Such a small fry.
Well, we have a demented leader. We have a, you know, that's the issue. It doesn't bode well. And also, keep in mind, the most important thing to know about this debate is that it was technically not even... the nominees weren't certified. Let's just say that. The nominees weren't certified. Donald Trump is not nominated yet as the Republican nominee. He's not. He's not the candidate. Not yet. They haven't even gone through that yet. So it's weird that they even had this debate, period. But according to what I've read, Joe Biden wanted to have the debate with Trump to prove that he still had the mental acuity to be able to take him on. And he showed that night that this was not the case. Now, I don't know if Biden himself had said that or one of his many handlers, because if you've got a man that's that demented, you've got several handlers. They're pretty much controlling him. I've heard that he's on so many different types of pills and things just to keep him functioning. It's a really bad situation. He's constantly at Camp David getting these pills and just all these... God knows what they're doing to him. It's really... no idea what they're doing to this man. And you gotta, I mean, yes, he's probably not the nicest man in the world. Okay? Like, there was a meme I pulled up, and this isn't about, like, old Joe Biden. This is about young Joe Biden. And it was basically, what version of Joe Biden do you prefer? And they said 1991, he attacked Anita Hill. 1994, he wrote a disastrous crime bill. 95, he wrote an Omnibus Counterterrorism Act, which later became the Patriot Act. 96, he voted against gay marriage. 99, he repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which I'm not sure about. You can read that up. That's S-T-E-A-G-A-L-L. 2001, he voted for the Patriot Act. 2002, he voted for the Iraq War. 2005, he voted to end bankruptcy protections for students. And 2018, he was presents George W. Bush with a Liberty Medal, which is a fucking slap in the face. That man put us in the most pointless war we've had since Vietnam. And you want to know how pointless that war was? Everybody that went in there to Iran, I think, no, was it... I can't remember if it was Pakistan, Afghanistan. I believe it was Afghanistan. I'm not really sure exactly which one.
They should have been Afghanistan, but they called it the War on Terror, and then it went into Iraq.
Oh, right. So it was Afghanistan, and then it went into Iran or Iraq. But what I was saying is, okay, they had the Afghanistan War, and the thing about the Afghanistan War is that it was supposed to be about fighting the Taliban, right? Stopping the Taliban from having control over everyone. And a bunch of soldiers died. I wonder how many actually lost their lives in Afghanistan because of that war here. Let me see here. How many soldiers, if I can get this. Let's see. Soldiers who lost their lives... lives in Afghanistan. All right, here we go. It says, there were 2,459 United States military deaths in the war of Afghanistan, which lasted from October 2001 to August 2021. 1,922 of these deaths were the result of hostile action. 20,000 American service members were also wounded in action during the war. So, about 2,500 people died in the war of Afghanistan. And the funny thing about it is, what happened after the war in Afghanistan? Well, we just brought the Taliban right back, and they're there now. They're there mocking the United States government, surely mocking President Biden those couple nights ago, because we did the worst thing we could have ever done in United States history. You know, we just pulled everybody out. We left all those military vehicles there, which, thank God, they can't reverse engineer yet. Apparently they've been decommissioned. I don't know about the situation, but we left all that shit there, and they're laughing at us. You know, they're just straight up fucking laughing at us. And 2,500 people died for that. You know, keep that in mind. My entire fucking high school class was eliminated pretty much. Well, half of my high school class, graduating class, was eliminated in the war of in Afghanistan. So yeah, it's a really shitty subject, man. It's just, it sucks that this happened. And again, now they're looking at us.
Well,
like a laughing
stock. I don't believe that Joe Biden wanted to participate in the debate against Trump.
Right.
I think it was definitely the handlers. I think that the reason that they did it earlier than like customary is because probably they want to get him out.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying. See, I have a theory, and my theory is that basically what they want to do is get him out and Trump in, because they know it's going to set the country on fire. Pretty much, it's going to cause a lot of problems for you're going to have a lot of rioting, and people have already announced, they've said on TikTok that your families may not be safe and people will be killed, and that's pretty hardcore. I'm surprised that people like that.
What kind of people are saying that kind of stuff?
There was a hardcore left-wing guy that said it. There's a dude on YouTube, Short Fat Otaku. He basically found that TikTok clip that I guess it's been doing the rounds. But a guy went in there and said, your families won't be safe. He said, people will be killed. That's literally what he said. If Donald Trump becomes president, that's literally what this man said. And I won't say he's young either. He's about 30, 40, something like that. So some of these guys are really trying to start some horrible things. And, I mean, we're going to have another Antifa.
Yeah, they've been trying to start a war here.
Yeah.
They've been trying to start a race war. That hasn't been working. They've been trying to start a war here. But I can't believe people didn't notice that, like, we were under attack when we had that massive, disastrous pullout, so-called, from Iraq, the Middle East, wherever it was, Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, right.
Like, that should have been a clear signal to everyone. And then the flooding of the borders, that should have been a very clear signal to everyone. I mean, the TikToks from people who were living in those border towns, they were just showing streets full of little girls' underwear.
Ugh.
How did everyone care about kids being put in supposed cages, but no one cares about kids?
Right.
And little girls' underwear is littering the streets.
Yeah, we've got a lot of sick people out there.
So, yeah, I believe them when they say our families won't be safe and people will be killed.
Yeah.
Why do you think we've been having all these military-age people coming from all of these countries that don't like us?
That's true. We got all these countries that don't like us, and they're bringing their immigrants in, which won't be good.
And from what I've seen, most of them are single military age males.
Yeah. Well, okay. So there's the basically the shit I thought was going to happen is going to happen. All right. So there's been a huge disenfranchisement of military age youth. The whole incel movement, a lot of that. There's way more of those than you think there are. And the thing is, you've got these young, and we're not saying the shooty violent incel. We're talking about the disenfranchised young men that consider themselves in that. They're saying, I can't get a woman, I can't have a family. Remember, I can't have a family. That's the main thing. So what happens to young men when they get disenfranchised? They can't find a decent woman, can't raise kids, can't have a family, can't do any of those things? Well, they get a little angry. They get a little crazy. And I'm starting to see it on the internet. And I'm kind of worried a little bit, right? Because, like, some of these guys, you know, I work with and I've seen them and I'm like, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen when, you know, things really start getting uncivilized? Because right now we're still in a technically civilized country. We don't necessarily have, you know, the rioting and things haven't gone crazy to acts of violence all the time yet.
Law and order has not broken down yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Things have not broken down yet. And what I'm saying is, what happens to all these men? And a lot of them are talking like they want to go do some horrible stuff. And I think it's engineered that way. Because, again, they've turned the women against the men. And now that the men don't want anything to do with the women don't want anything to do with the men, that gets the men, again, disenfranchised to where they want to start doing something. Remember, there was a young man that told me that he wanted more violence until men have a choice again. And I was like, what? And you know, the funny thing about this guy, though he may be a federal agent, is that he had a very, I just say he's well-read when it comes to military terms and things like that. So he definitely had some level of information. I don't know if that's from just reading military manuals, because there's a lot of guys that like to download those online and say, oh, look at me, I'm going to be an army man. And then there's some guys that are, you know, literally trained in that. And maybe they've gone back from the war and they realize, hey, America's not this great place anymore. And again, this is sometimes happening to older guys as well. Now, again, I'm not pushing for any kind of, you know, anything like that. But unfortunately,
yeah, all this talk is terrifying me because, but it's so like, it's so against the reality that I'm witnessing,
right?
Because what I see is I'm seeing kids these ages, and I call them kids, even though they're young adults, but I'm seeing them working and I'm having better experiences in places than I've ever had before. Like, places that I normally dread going to, I, like, enjoy my experience there because these younger kids are, like, actually cool. And they just bring a really cool vibe. So I'm not seeing, like, I'm not seeing the things that they're talking about online. Like, I see plenty of people getting into relationships, plenty of people making love.
Well, you know, I mean, it's
I see these boys like actually being killed trying to defend their girl. Like, I'm not seeing what they're saying coming from our kids.
I think it's a mix of things. I really don't know. I think they're, you know, I think we're seeing two different groups. And what I'm saying is, it may not be as many as we think, and maybe it's a good thing if it's not as many as we think. Because if it's not as many as we think, then the military or whatever can do what they need to do with them. Because honestly, like, people that are talking like that, you know, pushing what I would consider extreme viewpoints. Because, I mean, talking about violence because you can't find a wife is rather extreme. In other cultures, that would be considered extreme. That's really bad. So, yeah, they need to do something about that. And the fact that
those people can't find a wife, that's a problem with them internally, not with women.
Well, okay, I'll say this. Let's just say that there's a marginal group of women, maybe more than we'd like to believe, that are presenting very bad behaviors and bad attitudes on the internet that may or may not reflect more women. I'm not saying that all women believe these ideas, because that's false. But I'm saying that there's a lot of them being advertised on the internet, whether that be clout or propaganda or whatever you want to call it. Some women just get off on saying men ain't shit. But I'm just saying that there's a lot online that are saying, oh, this man has to make $100,000. This man needs to be this, and this man needs to be that. And it's, you know, it could be staged. It could be played. A lot of guys don't really know the difference, though. And that's the problem. Because if you're giving men this propaganda, which could be propaganda, you know, and you're making them disenfranchised to where they become militant, That is a problem. Like, that's a real problem. Because, yeah, I understand that there's definitely some decent people out there. Like, I look at it both ways. Like, there's this one guy in my server, you know, he seems to roll around with those ideas. And I get it. A lot of young men are disenfranchised these days. And I'm like, I mean, he hasn't said anything, you know, violent particularly. But, you know, he'll show this guy on this dating app said he was a child murderer or something. And all these women said they loved him. I'm like, dude, those are probably bots on that app. Those probably aren't even real people. And I talked to him and I said, you know, DP, he was on those apps and he found nothing but a bunch of robots as well. He wasn't finding a lot of real people. So that means that some of that may not be true. And we can't necessarily just go with that, even though absolutely there are women that are probably up to no good these days, like there always have been. And maybe there's a little more than there used to be. Maybe there's a little bit more narcissism and entitlement in the generation. I don't think anybody's going to deny that, and that's on both ends.
I don't believe that there's more. I just believe that people are starting to get wiser to it.
Maybe. I don't know, because, again, we didn't have all these kinds of pushes to be narcissistic. We didn't have, like, this, the Instagram and the TikTok and all that, where everybody's a brand and everybody's this big thing. It's not just, oh, it's, nobody wants to be just a person. You know, I talked to somebody a couple days ago, and they said, you're just a literal person. And I said, we're all people, unless you identify as something else. I mean, obviously that was a different, that was a European server, so, you know, I can't just go in there and, I didn't want to start a fight. So I basically said, oh, yeah, unless you identify as something else. But, yeah, we're all technically people. I mean, that's, whether you want to call yourself,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, a bag of potatoes. If you want to call yourself.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. So, maybe, I don't know. I feel like we all did it in the past, too. But maybe now people are playing more characters instead of being, like, genuine.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Because.
So when they see genuineness, they're like, oh, you're just a real person. It's like, wait.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Yeah, are you not? Absolutely.
Are you fake? Are you AI?
Yeah. You know, and that goes back to the whole Dr. Disrespect thing. I don't know if you heard about him, but he was a... Apparently this man's in hot water. I've never seen... As I said in my video last night, I have never seen a video of his. I don't even know what the hell he sounds like. I ain't never watched anything about this guy. But apparently, way back in 2017, this guy, you know, he's a Twitch streamer. He was apparently flirting with a minor. Like 17 years old, and apparently the information got back to him, and this guy's like married with his wife was pregnant at the time and all this shit, so it wasn't a good look for him.
Boy.
But they had some people investigate him, and the investigation proved that there was no evidence of any wrongdoing on his part. And of course this guy apparently says stuff again. Like, again, I can't verify this. I've never seen any of his content. But apparently he says stuff that's against the progressive people. Like, he says, you know, movies are woke and stuff like that. You can't say that anymore. You automatically get labeled right wing. So, he was on that side. And apparently they wanted to kind of shut him up or something like that. And there's even a report now, which doesn't have that much validity, that the 17-year-old minor was actually a staffer from Twitch that pretended to be this person in order to entrap him. The same thing that happened to Eddie Piskor, where that young girl entrapped him later on. So, the thing is, though, this person, as with Piskor, claimed to be a fan. And this is my thing. I think that people need to start understanding that what people, the characters that people have on the internet and the people they are two different kinds of people, right? So, most fans, they only like the person for who they play, like the actor or the musician or the streamer or whatever else. They don't really even know the person outside of that. And we need to really stop flirting with people that are not, that we're not acquainted with outside of the persona. You know, I think it's really important to note that. Like, if you're talking with somebody and basically, hold on. Like, if you're getting messages from somebody and they're lascivious messages, you know, like a bikini or something like that, you basically go in there and you say, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, but thank you for your support. You know, and I also stated that because of the situation we have right now regarding these men getting in trouble for these young women, it's probably best to throw away the old days, like we've talked about, and start dating women that aren't anything below 21. I said 21. 21 is the age you need to go for. And a lot of people would be like, what about 18? What about 19? Like, don't do it. What about 20? Don't do it. Just don't do it. Because it's going to go up. First it's going to be 17. Then it's going to be, well, she was 18. And it's like, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Because if they're going to get you for 17, 18, 19. Remember, they're trying to say, technically, they're trying to say 25, but 21 is the drinking age, right? So that's what I always like to go with, the drinking age. I say if she can't drink, she can't party. That's basically the best way to put it. And, you know, these guys are going to continue to get it. The Me Too thing, it's a thing now. You have to deal with it. You have to realize that they can make you lose everything. Now, to be absolutely fair, this disrespect guy had been streaming for a very, very long time. He's not some, you know, couple year streamer. This guy's been going for a long time. So basically, he's got plenty of money from Twitch. He's got plenty of money from YouTube. He's got plenty of money from all these sources, not to mention what he did outside of all this work. So the main point is that he can retire. Like, he can take the L, because they're not gonna give this man jail time, okay? Because from what a lot of people are saying, whether he did it or not, and again, he said that the messages may have leaned toward inappropriate. That's all he said. And they found that he had no evidence of wrongdoing. Mm. Now, I mean, he still admitted to it, regardless. And I said, it don't matter if she's 117. Mm-hmm.
That's respectable, though.
Yeah.
At least he copped up to it, you know?
Yeah. He said they may have leaned on the inappropriate. And, I mean, maybe they were. If they were inappropriate, then he just has to face the music. He has to face the music for doing
it. Honestly, I think more than, like, dating a certain, like, oh, like 21 or something like that, I think it should be more like an age range spectrum relative to your age range.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't
know. Yeah, because like an 18-year-old who's been dating, you know, a 17-year-old since they were, you know, 16 and 15, and then what, the parents suddenly are like, oh, well, now you're 18, so we're going to go for statutory rape. What? You know, like, that kind of shit happens. So, like, there has to be, like, that's why they have it, like, oh, you know, if you're like 18, 19, and you date 3 years younger than you, then that's not illegal. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel like there should be like some sort of spectrum.
I think teens should date teens. I really do think teens should be able to date teens. I don't think there's a problem with that. I think it's something that doesn't even need to be a thing. You know, what's the difference between 18 and 17? There's not really a whole lot of difference. Even biologically, that's not a whole lot of difference. So, you know, I mean, obviously there are some leeways, but, you know, I think You don't want to be dating like 13 and 18. That's kind of really fucked up. I wouldn't. That's really messed up. But 16, 18, 17, 18, you know, 19 even. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But I think as long as they're within that same age range, it shouldn't be that much of an issue, like you said. But if you're over 21, or excuse me, like if you're in your 30s, like some guys like to date 20-somethings. And like, I don't have any problem with that. Like when I prefer 20-somethings myself, but you know, it just depends. It depends on the, you know, the kind of person. I might date a 30 or a 40, depending on who they are. And if that works out, it just depends for me. I tend to like younger women, but I have, you know, obviously a limit. And I said, if it has to be 21, if she can't drink, she can't party. That's all there is to it. So, you know, but if you're in your 30s or 40s, and you've got some young person, appearingly young. It doesn't matter if it was an entrapment or not. But if it's appearingly young, then you just need to leave it. I mean, leave it alone. You know, again, even being as big as he was. Because this guy was huge, right? This is a big streamer. Big streamer. So if you've got somebody that you don't know who, you don't know how old they are. You don't know if this is a scammer. You don't know what's going on. Somebody can send you AI pictures these days, right? You won't know what's AI video. Mm-hmm. AI video is going to get to the point where you won't be able to tell the difference. Just wait till that happens. So many guys are going to get fucking scammed because they can't tell the difference between an AI video. And yes, it looks pretty crude right now, but just wait. Man, it's going to really go up there. And when it does, man, it's going to be a whole new ball game. It's like, oh, I got scammed out of my credit card. And then he shows the video and the FBI's like, well, we can't even really tell now. Like, they have to really get their software to the point where they can analyze these videos to find out what's fake. You know, and some people are just stupid. Like, it can be a noticeably fake video. But either their heart won't let them accept it, or they're just stupid. And I hate to say that, but there can be some really smart people that are just fucking dumb as when it comes to technology. And they're like, oh shit, I didn't know that there was a third finger there in that frame. Like, some people don't know. You have to really look at something. You have to really look at something. And it's like, oh, she's got a third finger on the where the thumb is supposed to be. Instead of four fingers and one thumb, she's all fingers. You know, some people don't notice it. And that's the thing you need to, you know, really keep your
Speaking of the AI stuff, you know, what happened recently, did you hear about the 13-year-old that was shot in the head while on the ground by a police officer in Utica, New York?
No.
Yeah. Well, very unfortunate. It's a very disgusting video.
And apparently it was
faked. So it's extremely concerning, and I mean, it's straight up execution, in my opinion, because supposedly, okay, the police are saying that he supposedly flashed a gun at them. And they highlighted a still frame where you can kind of see the gun a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that, like, the gun wasn't actually a gun. It was a pellet gun, replica. And then on top of that, like, what concerns me is, why is it only a still frame of him flashing, like, supposedly he pointed it at them? Why is it only a still frame, and how come it's not actually pointed at them? Because in the still frame, according to the still frame, it looks, I mean, he could just be trying, because he ran off when the cop said, you know, that supposedly the cop stopped them because they matched the description of some people who had supposedly been participating in burglaries in the area. And so then the cops asked him if they had any weapons, and he ran off. So he very well could have just been trying to ditch the fake pellet gun, you know, like while running, and then this cop like knocks him down to the point that like the kid like literally flies, and then like the cop has to like leap on top of him, like get him into a chokehold, takes him down to the ground, and then he starts punching him like straight up hardcore, decking him in the skull. And the kid has his arms up on his head, trying to like protect his head from the death punches to his skull. And the officer is like literally on top of him. And then another officer comes running up, gets in front of where the other officer is. So there's two officers at this point. The kid has his hand over his face, so he clearly has no weapon in his hand. Yep. So the two of them could have very easily overpowered him and held his arms down until other officers came to help secure it. But that's not what happened. What happened is the other officer runs up, lunges, gets in front of the other officer who's like sitting on top of the kid punching him, and straight up points the gun into his head and shoots him. One shot. Kill shot.
Damn. Yeah, I mean...
And so my concern is, like, these attorneys are going to have to get forensic specialists, like computer forensic specialists, because how are we to know that the cops aren't using AI to create fake videos?
That's true. Now, I will say one thing. We're not that far yet. As far as videos, they're trying, but they're not that far yet. They're not to that level. So I don't think they're necessarily using fake videos at that level. We don't have that kind of tech yet. But in a matter of years, we will. So that should kind of concern.
Well, I mean, supposedly, according to the theory, whatever tech we have is at least 20 years behind what DARPA has already produced.
Yeah, and we're not going to get that for a long time. So, like I said...
I don't know about that.
I don't know, because like I said, I don't think... Shit, it's getting hot in here. I don't think that we're going to have to deal with that for just a little while, but we absolutely will. And one very interesting thing about all this, if we're going to have a Trump presidency, because bringing us full forward back to what we first talked about, if we're going to have a Trump presidency with more riots and stuff, it's going to give more people chances to test out AI and use AI as a weapon. People will be using AI and improving AI as a weapon, not just, you know, because you're going to have rival groups. Antifa was kind of like a gang in a way. So, if we think about it, like...
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what we're seeing. Like, I'm, like, 99.9999% sure that what we're literally watching right now is, like, a massive gang war take place.
Yeah,
on a political stage.
It hasn't started yet, but it's going to. And it's basically like, well, okay,
I really hope not.
It's, yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. Like, I don't want it to. When I say it's going to, people are like, oh, you... No, I don't. I absolutely don't want it to happen. But because of all the things I've seen in society and the way that people act and the videos and all that, you know, all the stuff that's going on, the articles and the weaponization against Trump that is starting again, all these writers that got laid off when Biden became president, they're about to get back on and get their jobs back. Either that or they replace him with AI, which they might be really surprised to see. They were like, hey, Trump's back. Can I get my job
back?
I'm
pretty sure that way too much of the population can see through the bullshit at this point.
I don't know about
that. And I'm more worried about, like, the freaking weather anomalies that are showing up in the Antarctic that are causing fires, earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes. Oh, and also dolphins and whales to beach themselves.
Let me go look at that real fast. Oops. Don't worry about that. Totally not cheating on a game I
played. Antarctic anomaly that keeps coming back, even though it's supposed to be just a glitch.
Whether
or not. Then because like this glitch keeps coming back, even though like they updated the software and it's showing up on other weather system too. So now they started releasing like weird fake glitches with like AI Leviathans and stuff. It's freaking weird, bro.
A powerful heat wave is affecting a large part of Antarctica. Well, see, this goes back to 2022.
No. You got to look up the...
Oh, wow. Hey, look.
Antarctic.
And it's simply mind-boggling. World record temperature jump in Antarctica. An unprecedented leap of 38.5 degrees Celsius in the coldest
It's a weather anomaly in the radar that showed like a moving black hole that had 80-foot waves, allegedly.
Eighty-five-foot waves did not travel from Antarctica to South Africa. Unexplained anomaly mystery as underwater anomaly larger than Texas. African weather system generating rumors of UFOs and 85. Now, PolitiFact is trying to tell us no, but let me see what they're... Let's see... Ventuski, a weather forecast data website, said on X that its map visualizations had forecast large waves as part of a model error. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But then, how come it keeps coming back? And how come all these weird weather events are connected to the areas where it keeps popping up at? And how come a new one showed up in the Great Lakes?
Some people are saying aliens... African weather
system. No, it's not
aliens. Okay.
Frequency device.
African weather system generating.
You can look up this
stuff. I'm looking up New York Post right now, which is what we use a lot on the site.
Okay.
African weather system generating rumors of UFOs and 80-foot waves blamed on software error. Alien and conspiracy theorists showed up in full force last week after a weather modeling software error showed an anomaly the size of Texas moving up the African coastline while generating waves bigger than 80 feet high. Ventuski is an application that presents weather and meteorological data to allow people to monitor developments anywhere in the world. According to the company's website, the app is available to anyone in the world and has the ability to illustrate movement of particles to show wind data and more. Last week, the application showed a cluster of waves reaching over 80 feet in height and spanning a distance wider than the state of Texas, moving up from Antarctica and toward the coast of Africa for about 24 hours before disappearing. Video of the weather pattern got the rumor mill going, I see it myself now, with people claiming it was anything from a massive underwater sea creature to a spaceship under the sea. As bizarre as some of the footage you are about to see in this video, it's real, he posted. These are real-life encounters of something the viewer saw, recorded, and was unable to identify. By Sunday afternoon, the video had been seen 80,000 times, with followers debating what the massive black spot on the map was. Everyone knows Godzilla comes from the sea, one user wrote. Another said, okay, who released the Kraken? Other followers said the mysterious matter could be Cthulhu, we can only hope, or linked the blob to a giant sea creature awoken by April 8th solar eclipse. But others suggested that there may have been some sort of glitch as the map on the map moved over a major shipping channel, and there were no reports of large waves in the area by the seafarers. Ventuski saw the buzz that the map created and quickly addressed the situation, debunking the conspiracy floating in the ether. Despite numerous reports of UFOs or Atlanteans launching from the ocean, yesterday's image of giant waves near Africa was due to a model error. Fortunately, our provider, the German Meteorological Institute at DWD Press, has already resolved it, and the forecast is fine. Company added that the model takes in copious amounts of data from the ships and buoys throughout the ocean, and problems can occur with such large databases. Still, it could take time.
Funny thing about the buoys is exactly opposite of the area where the anomaly keeps popping up at. Not just in that one system, but in other systems. This one buoy keeps dropping to sea levels below 2,000, 4,000 feet.
Well, it did say that it could take a lot of time to figure out what caused the error last week. But despite the company's attempts to defuse the situation, sleuths continued. A significant number of people still do not believe the giant waves off Africa were just an error and prefer UFO theories. What can we do as a visualization platform? Add more sources. Therefore, we are incorporating another wave model from a respective source called Mateo France. Petusky CEO and founder David Prantl did not immediately respond to inquiries from Fox News Digital. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except that it's not just their program it's showing up on. It's showing up in other systems, and it's showing up in other areas, and it's showing up even after supposedly they updated the software.
Well, it says, if it happened once, okay. If it happened twice, maybe. But come on, we're not that easy to fool. It's originating right where the island is, just north of Antarctica. It's not a system error when it continues
that
to happen.
That island I was going
to
tell you to look up.
People
think Bouvet Island. There's a freaking art studio, and it has an economy, but supposedly it's covered by ice.
People fix... Oh, I know what you're talking about. There's more going on there than what we're being told. What I have is no clue, but believe the first person to tell you when it continues to happen over and over again weekly now. I don't know. Not a lot of people had a lot to say on this one. So...
No, like, it's really weird because you look up the Bouvet Island, and you look up the art studio, and it had, like, an icon, a statue of, like, some sort of Hindu, Tibetan-ish type god creature, participating in what appeared like a child sacrifice. And then you have all these reports of these women in Mexico, the famous ones, coming out and having a freak out in front of the hotel. And then this poor lady at the gas station, who's just a gas station worker, talking about, so the famous lady, she disappears after she's talking about they were eating humans. They were eating humans. And then the other lady in Mexico, she runs from filling up a semi-truck because there was this horrible smell. And for some reason, like, the back of the semi-truck was left partially open. So she got a peek in, and what she saw was stacks and stacks of children's body parts.
What? So where was this? You're gonna have to go back a little bit. Like, yeah. I caught you, but I was like, what? Stacks of children's body parts in...
Yeah. Yeah. There's truckloads, there's semi-trucks full of children's body parts. There's famous people in Mexico going missing because they run out of the hotel and start screaming at everyone that they're eating humans. And then this, like, Bouvet Island as this, like, icon of, like, some sort of, you know, otherworldly creature participating in child sacrifice. And it's an island that has an economy that exports paper. Okay, how does it export paper if it's covered with ice? What's it making that paper out of?
It's interesting.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the red shoes.
The Red Shoes? 1948 film?
Yeah.
British drama film?
No. The Pope.
The Pope? Are you talking about the Pope that wears red shoes?
Yeah, you don't know about the red shoes that the Pope wears?
No, I don't know. I'm looking it up. The red shoes worn by the Pope are a distinctive part of his attire, symbolizing his position as a spiritual leader of the Catholic Church. He's got two kinds, the indoor slippers and the outdoor. Okay. Wow. They symbolize power and authority, tradition, and luxury. And they're a symbol of his power and authority. Okay. Didn't know anything about
that. Does it tell you that they're made of leather?
made of silk and gold brocade, an outdoor loafer-like pair that are often plain red. I bet those shoes are expensive as hell. They don't look great either.
Yeah, they're actually made out of people's skin.
The truth behind the Pope's ruby red slippers. The story of Pope Benedict's controversial red shoes. And of course, Pope Francis decided to wear black shoes, and they said it was radical for him to wear black shoes. God forbid the Pope wears black shoes. So, I don't know.
That's an interesting switch up.
They don't seem like they're that comfortable, to be absolutely honest with you. They didn't really want the Pope to be comfortable. My God, those don't look... They just don't seem... These seem okay. Like, I'm looking at these... Let's see, I'm looking at these right now. Yeah, those are good. He had a red pair prioritizing some seriously fluffy comfort. I wonder if the Pope uses Dr. Scholl's. I mean, is that allowed? Does God have a problem with Dr. Scholl's inserts? We need to know because, like, it's a big difference. It is a big difference. It's like you're walking on a freaking cloud compared to, like, feeling the floor. That's something I never realized when I got old, is you would start feeling the fucking floor when you walk on it. Because I never would feel the floor when I was a young boy. Like, it didn't matter to me. But now I'm just like, oh my God, every time I walk, I can feel the freaking floor. That's giving me shit about Maxine. Let's see.
Well, and then have you know that there are fashion designers that have, like, human skin clothes and bags and stuff?
Yo, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, and they say it on their website?
Let's see. Oh, wow, there's some interesting news here on Vigilant Citizen today. Well, not that many. Not that much. They said that scientists has just proposed an AI-powered mind control to rehabilitate criminals. There's a video of this. Holy crap. So, okay, the prison of the future. So listen to this. A high-tech mind control facility where criminals are treated like patients or mind-controlled slaves. According to the video, Cognify would use AI-generated content to create and implant complex and vivid memories into the prisoners' brains. Holy crap, this is off that movie. Okay, there was a movie called Strange Days. It was basically, imagine porn, but you would basically have the memories implanted into your head. Like, instead of just watching porn, you would have the experience of actually doing it with the person and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you would just get memory. Yeah. So, basically what they're doing here is they're going to put new memories into the prisoner's brain through AI technology. The prisoner would be given a choice between... Let's see. 20 years ahead. This seems interesting.
For 20 years already.
Here's how the system would work. First, the prisoner would be given a choice. Do you want to rot in jail for 20 years or do you want to be freed before dinner time? Once the prisoner chooses the second option, he hands over his mind, body, and soul to the state. Oh. Once the scan determines precisely the best way to mess with his brain, Cognify is strapped on their head. Although the procedure would only take a few minutes, time would pass differently in the criminal's mind as they would experience years of memories.
Yo, I wonder if Cogni has anything to do with Cognify. Just saying. I don't know.
These memories would be tailored to each prisoner according to the crimes they've committed and their psychological profile. This could rehabilitate pedophiles. I mean, it could. Say you can actually replace the...
Well, the thing is that they have treatments that they've used successfully that don't involve in AI.
Well, yeah,
which directs certain things like energy, particles, protons, I don't know what, into certain parts of the brain, and it has cured people of addiction.
I mean, see, that's interesting too, but like I'm saying here, if they can remove, I don't know, can they remove memories? That's kind of frightening, if they can remove.
Well, they can.
Not so much about
They can try. The thing is that they haven't figured out, okay, memory is not just stored in the brain.
Right.
It's also in your DNA.
Right.
It's also in your cells. It's literally in everything. So, like, they haven't figured out how to completely control it. But, yeah, they've been implanting and erasing memories for at least 20 years, if we're going to go by the DARPA saying.
Okay. So, it says, okay, so this is interesting. These memories will be tailored to each prisoner according to the crimes they've committed and their psychological profile. For instance, violent criminals would be forced to see their actions from their victim's perspective and feel the pain and suffering they've caused firsthand. Some memories would even be designed
to
permanent trauma in the criminal's mind. At some point, some might think, well, that makes sense, kind of, but it doesn't. Well, I'd say it kind of does. Well, the video's narrator quickly says things that make us realize that this thing should never exist. Later in the video, the narrator says that Cognify could treat a wide range of crimes, such as hate crimes and discrimination. Whoa! Hold your horses, buddy. We're not even 3 minutes into a video promoting this thing and are already in scary, slippery slope territory. Countries around the world are already redefining and weaponizing concepts such as hate crimes and discrimination to outlaw criticism and resistance to their agendas. So following this logic, those who are guilty of wrong thinking would be reprogrammed using Cognify. The thing doesn't exist yet, but it should already be banned. The video then explains how the AI-driven system could collect massive amounts of data from inmates and gather them in a central computer to prevent crimes or people who don't comply with agendas. The video ends by explaining how this device would save money and create a more stable and productive society. Unless, of course, it was used by an entity seeking to control people and crush dissidents. But that never happened in history, right? Right? So who came up with this? Clearly, the video caused me to have a sarcasm overload because it is ridiculously absurd. Luckily for now, Cognify only exists in the cognition of its creator, Hashem Al-Ghali, a Germany-based scientist. The molecular biologist is known for creating science-based videos that sometimes go viral. He did a concept of an artificial womb that create custom babies in 2022. He also did a... it caused Candace Owens to be alarmed, apparently. So are these concepts merely the product of an influencer attempting to become viral with terrible ideas? Hopefully, yes. Unfortunately, especially in the case of Cognify, the technology to create such a system already exists. While Al-Ghali could be considered a sophisticated scientific troll, his ideas are not unlike those proposed by the World Economic Forum and other elite entities. Last year, a WEF presentation examined how the monitoring of brainwaves could be used to fight crime. Wow. In short, if it hadn't happened already, the WEF might tell Al-Ghali, I like the way you think, and actually give him the means to make his ideas a reality. Let's hope not, because they'll probably want to Cognify me for writing this article. Kind of scary. Just a little. What do you think about it?
I'm pretty sure they've been doing that. They've been doing it. They've been trying to use it to control us for a long time. But I think that they're giving up on that because they're turning towards transhumanism and bionic humans and super soldiers.
Yeah, they've been working on super soldiers for a while. There was a bunch of articles about a million different, well, several different powerful countries making their own. So, I mean, they basically announced them and then they all went back under the rug. Like, oh, there's nothing to see here. We'll talk about it and then we'll never mention it again. Mm-hmm. People will probably think it's bullshit until it happens and we've got a real Captain America or Captain China or whoever the hell they want. And, then we got some fucking problems. So, I don't know how this is going to work out. All I know is...
It feels like we're at the precipice of the era that inspired Terminator.
Well, I won't even say that because we're not quite there, but we're actually to the point, you know, like you see in a lot of dystopian or cyberpunk movies where you have that the rebels against technology and all this stuff. And like it's a real technologically advanced world, right? But not everybody's like 100% with all the goals, and the corporations run everything. And I mean, that's what we're going towards. We're really going head first into that kind of dystopia. We're going into that level of thinking. And I don't really think there's anything that can be done to stop it, because it's already pushed too far ahead. They've got too much money and power. And a lot of people said, well, me alone can stop it, like in the movies, and me alone is the one that dies also alone, because it doesn't work like the movies where one man can take on an entire army and be Rambo. I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. And the small groups, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy situation. It's a really crazy situation, and I don't know what the result of it is going to be. But
well, they want us to believe that it's people against technology versus tech. But the new Matrix shows a possibility for a different future that I believe strongly in and hope towards very much, which is a beautiful symbiotic future with AI and the world.
Yeah, see, I like that idea too, and I think that would be great, but I just, again, I talked about this in that video last night that I made. We don't live in an ideal situation. We don't live in an ideal world, and that'd be a great ideal, but we don't live in that kind of world, unfortunately. And I wish we did. I wish there was a way that we could just turn the clocks back a little and tell the corporations to, you know, basically chill out with all their crap. You know, so we could, because, you know, these corporations are all about money at the expense of the individual. And it hasn't always been that way, or maybe it has. But from what I recall, it wasn't necessarily like that. People can't afford anything, and they're going to try to make it worse and worse and worse till people have to rely on everything that the system gives them, right? That's pretty much going to be it. It's going to be hard to farm, and I know some people that are trying to farm. But, I mean, as Hoshi said last time, farming's tough. Not a lot of people want to do it anymore. And that's okay, because they'll have Monsanto farms, all these other farms, fucking corporate farms, which are going to give us shit, and they're going to mess with us. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I think we could go that way, but I see a lot of resistance happening in the legal system and in the population. And again, this is one of those situations where, like, the reality I see doesn't match what the internet is saying, because more and more and more people are going for their own food. Like, they're doing their own things. And I just don't think that, like, I see corporations shutting down, going bankrupt. They're closing. We have, like, huge staples that have been around, you know. I remember their first openings, and now they're having their closings. There's ones that have been around since before we were born, and they're, you know, they've been closed. So, like, the old form is dying, and that can be frightening and scary for a lot of people, but, like, it's kind of been shitty. So, like, let it die, and let's rebuild it better. And I, you know, when I just look at people in everyday situations, when we're actually around, we're actually hanging out, we're actually, like, you know, just doing people things, most of us just want to have a good time.
Yeah,
most of us just want peace. Most of us want abundance. These 20-something-year-olds, 18-something-year-olds, they're good. They're sweet. They're kind. They're thoughtful. They're ingenuous.
Yeah. Ingenuous. Ingenuous.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. And I think they want us to believe all this horror because our belief creates reality, really.
Yeah, that's true. Ingenuous. Okay, yes. Of honorable extraction. Noble. Generous. There we go.
Well, I think I meant to say, like,
you said in,
like ingenuity.
Ingenuity.
Yeah, that's the word I meant to say.
Ingenuity. Inventive skill or imagination. Cleverness, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Ingenuousness is no longer a word. They say it's obsolete. But ingenuity is a word. Skill or cleverness in devising or combining. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if ingenuity.
Yes, don't worry. I read visual novels all the time on here, and sometimes you have some very, very well-read people that write these things, and when they go to the thesaurus level of things, I'm like, oh my god, I can't say that word. And that is embarrassing. Sometimes even with the comics, sometimes I'll come into something like, oh shit, I don't know how to read that. But all right.
Well, you know, I've been around kids for so long.
That's true, yeah. It's true. Oh, man. Well, I'd say it's been good having you on here. I don't want to keep you too late. It's getting a little later where I'm at.
It's been fun, yeah. Touched a lot of really interesting subjects. I don't really know totally what's going on, but all I know is, like, we just got to draw closer to our faith in the goodness of the world and the creation and of people.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it is always good having these conversations because, you know, I'm such a dystopian kind of dark, you know, maybe it's the whole heavy metal lifestyle, everything. But every once in a while you bring up the, no, but things are actually kind of good in society, and sometimes I need that, like, every once in a while to be like, okay, you know, maybe it's not all bad. Because you hear about things being all bad, and, like, I mean, even me, I'm doing something different with my social media. Not with the X account, because I use that for actual promotion and stuff. But the, like, I'm doing something on the book where basically I'm gonna deactivate for a month and then come back and then deactivate and come back and deactivate. Like, every month, just deactivate that shit, right? And just not even have all that crap, especially around the election year. I don't want to be. You know what? I talked about this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be arguing with people who aren't going to ever take my side about a president. It's the stupidest shit, because you can do anything in the world.
Both sides have been accusing each other of working for outside interests that want to demolish America. So regardless, we all know that there's fuckers on the internet trying to divide us. So why are we going to keep going on there and keep being divided?
And you have bots. And you have bots on there.
We all want homes. We all want safety. They're threatening our kids. We better fuck them up, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. There's literal people that are like that guy. I'm sure he's a decent fucking guy. I actually said that. I'm sure that dude, outside of all his political beliefs, is probably a decent fucking dude. But because of the media and everything, that's probably on his social media, probably one of these guys that maybe, who knows, I may have argued with at one time. There's no real telling. But
social media, it used to be great, and then this weird thing happened where, like, all of a sudden I saw people that have been friends for years block each other over stupid political ideas. And it was like, what are you doing? Where is the love?
Yeah.
Yo.
And people don't even feel...
What happened?
People don't feel insecure about their bodies anymore either. I've noticed that. But they don't feel secure about their bodies.
Yeah.
I've noticed that too. Because, you know, I was talking to this one girl, and she was like, She's like, well, I don't feel that pretty. I don't feel that attractive. I'm like, are you serious? It's like, oh, I've always found myself ugly. I said, well, see, there's the thing. I'm not a fucking prize either. Like, I never would consider myself the most attractive person in the world. And I mean, that's fine. Because not everybody in the world looks like they, it's all fake. We've all been told by social media what to think, what to look like, how to feel. It's really bad.
I mean, it was a problem before, even in analog times, because we had the magazines, the billboards, the television, we had the stores and the malls, the Victoria's Secrets, the Rue 21s.
At least with those, you kind of had more choice, and they weren't taking away different viewpoints. Like, if you didn't want to go with that version of a woman, you could pick up a different kind of thing. You know, there was a lot more choice there. But with social media now,
I don't know. It seems like there's more choice now. And I think that women are probably feeling a bit insecure because of just, like, we can't compete with the thought. Like,
but,
you guys just keep going back to them, and it deflates us.
Well, at the same time, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's not that. It's the vitriol that I get from the women that would be better if they just, a lot of them don't want to come out with it. Like, you've literally said it. It's like, we can't compete. But other ones are like, no, it's you. It's your fault. You're the reason. It's like, no, you're the one that's like, like, again, the women are always like, no, it's your fault. You're you bad men, you horrible men. You're the one. It's like,
this sounds exactly like the women who caused prohibition to happen.
Exactly.
A bunch of really upset Karens whose husbands cheat on them, and so they're gonna blame everyone else as the problem. That's that kind of person.
Yeah, because I was talking to somebody about something, and she was basically saying something. She posted, there's a status for some guy. It said, like, it's like 70% of women are no longer interested in you if you ask them for a picture. And I said, well, is this a nude? She says, no, just a regular picture.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean by like a regular picture? Like, not a nude picture, just a regular old picture? And she said, yeah. I said, I don't really get that, because, like, I could understand if the guy's like, oh, I want to see, Like, that's a case-by-case basis. If you've been talking with somebody and you're free to share that kind of stuff, that's fine. But if you haven't been talking with somebody, that's a little off to just ask somebody for something like that, unless she's a sex worker, in case you'll have to pay for it. But in a normal circumstance, if you're asking for somebody for a picture, sometimes you're asking for that to verify who they are. Because there's a lot of scammers on the internet now. There's so many scammers. There's so many fake profiles. One thing I'll say about the book is I've noticed more people on there that aren't people at all. Like, none of them. And I'm not talking about just trolls and shit posters. I'm talking about just straight up scammers. And there's people I know that are on my list that have added them. And I'm like, do you not know that this person is not this person at all? And it's a problem. It's a real problem. I had one that tried to scam me a few days ago till I finally went into, and I'll recommend this tool. It's a Russian search engine called Yandex. Yandex. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody sends you shit.
I've heard of it.
Go into Yandex and post the image that they sent you. Or if you want to, you can take a screenshot of their profile picture and crop it to, so obviously it can match the image. And then you'll be like, okay, so you're scamming me with this very popular Instagram model. And I said, I know you can't be a woman that's threatening to be, or being threatened to thrown out of your house and stuff, because you make all kinds of money on OnlyFans, Instagram, Fanslead, everything else. I'm not going to buy that. And that was ended real quickly. So, people have to be a little smarter when it comes to this kind of thing. And that's why, a guy will ask for a real picture. Because they want to see, and it's not just, and again, it's sometimes, people will only show a part of themselves. Like, say you date this woman and she looks like she might be, Like, you can't really see that much. You see just a face shot, right? Like, if you're talking to this girl online, you just see a face shot. Well, let me see the whole body. There was a situation where a woman hid 100 pounds of herself in another room. This is a real thing. She took a picture, and she literally, like, put herself at a certain angle where she hid, like, her whole part of her body. And I've seen it myself, and I'm like, oh my God. There's been some really crazy instances where they'll, you know, try to hide the fact that they're really, really overweight sometimes. And guys just want the women to be real. It's like, if you are a little heavier, that's fine. If you're, I mean, some guys are into that, you know? And that's all it is. It's not about, hey, let me manipulate you or anything like that. It's like, hey, I want to make sure you're you. You know, I'm not trying to, like, upset you or anything. I just want to make sure that you're the real person that I'm, you know, because it's all about trust at the end of the day. Relationships are about trust.
It just seems like, from my experience, like, most of the dudes that were, like, because you're on the dating website, right? You have your photos up. You've done, like, you've selected all your best ones and everything already. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, okay, you expect them to, like, check your site, check your pictures, and be interested. Like, at least, you know, if you put a decent amount of effort into writing any sort of bio or anything, like, mm-hmm. you expect them at least to, like, if they're into you, check your pictures out, read it. So then you start chatting, and then they're like, oh, let me get a picture of you. And then it's like, you know what? Like, no. You're just... What are you trying to do?
Right.
Like,
well,
no. If you want to see what I look like, meet me in person.
Well, let me see. All right, here's another reason why this happens. And this isn't you. We're not calling you out. We're just saying this is some women in general that do this. First of all, you have the ones that, like I said, they won't show their whole body. They'll just show a little bit. So a guy might be, oh, yeah. And then she realizes she's like 3 or 4 or 5. I mean, there's some real big girls out there. And he's like, you know, this isn't my thing. This isn't, you know, and again, everybody has the right to what they like. Some guys would be like, oh man, this is exactly what I'm into. And another guy, he wasn't expecting that, right? So then you'll have the ones that will use pictures of themselves taken when they were younger. Like, say maybe they're 40-something now, 30-something. They'll find pictures when they were in their 20s, when they were a little younger and all that kind of thing. Or they'll use a lot of filters. Like, sometimes you have people that use a lot of filters to hide who they are. And that's why people are like, hey, let me see the real you. I just want to make sure you're who that person is. Because if a guy did it and, like, had himself, like, larger muscles or made himself look more like a Hollywood guy or something like that with all kinds of filters. I've even used filters myself on one of my photos that I used in social media a long time ago, just to see what it looked like. You know, I had like a New Year's picture that I used of me, and the filter, it made you look more like a Hollywood guy. It really did. And people started noticing the picture, and they were like, wow, that looks good. And I said, yeah, but that isn't me at all. That's just the filters. That's not how I look at all. You know, I mean, it had a little bit of me, but I don't look like that, right? But that's just what these things do. And people just, again, it's all about being yourself. Like, everybody says, you know, oh, you need to be yourself. Well, yeah, that means that people need to just show who they are. Like, everybody's trying to be something they're not. With their image, yeah. With their, like, whether it comes to their image, whether it comes to their lifestyle. There's so many people that fake their lifestyle on Instagram. Look at all these girls. Look at all these cars. Look at this party I go to. You don't do any of that. Matter of fact, I think I talked about this, that the modeling agencies will have those girls come over for the influencers. Look at me. I'm this influencer with all these pretty girls that totally weren't hired mm-hmm. for the event. Like, that's what happens. That's literally what happens. Mm-hmm. And when you've got a world like that, a guy has to be able to understand he's getting the real thing. It's like when, all right, I'll give you an example. You know when you buy stuff on, maybe we'll use Temu, sometimes you'll find something, you'll be like, oh, that looks really freaking cool. Like, some people buy clothes on Temu sometimes. They're like, oh yeah, I like that shirt. I like those pants or whatever. And you go ahead and you buy it, right? And then you get it from Temu and you're like, oh, wow, that is absolutely not what I wanted. Like, I had that from, I can't even remember the name of the site. It was like before Temu. It was a Chinese site. I used to use it a lot.
Wish,
yeah. Used to use Wish all the time for that.
Yeah.
And I totally, like, when I bought my figurines, like, I got some really good figurines. But then I got one, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I paid money for that. It's a good thing it was cheap. Because sometimes, yeah, you get bad stuff, and you can't return it. So what we're thinking, what we're wanting is to make sure that when we see the picture of this girl, that it's really her and not, you know, Temu or Wish. We want to make sure, oh, that's the actual...
But you can't.
Hmm?
Until you actually meet her.
Hmm. I mean, I guess. But it's, again, it's about just not being scammed. Because some guys will look at that as being scammed. And I don't know, like, this would be
well,
a great question.
Well, you shouldn't date people...
Online.
That you can't meet in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree. People are fed up with online dating because of that. That's why they're even going to start doing AI wingmen or wing women, where you don't date the person. You date the AI, and the AI decides if you're good enough for the person. This is a real thing. They're literally trying to make it where you'll date
them. Hey, that's actually a pretty good idea.
You'll date them.
Well, you know, there are women who make thousands of dollars matching up, like, very wealthy people.
Yeah.
And, like, the matchmaking has been a very strong industry for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the matchmakers, watch out. AI is coming for your job, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see. And it's Humble. Humble, that's, not Humble. Bumble? Yeah, I said Humble. It's Bumble that's ahead of it. Yeah, Bumble, and I haven't seen anything about Tinder yet.
Hey,
but I know for sure they're doing
Bumble.
They're doing it with Bumble.
I'm a fan, personally, because that's how I met my soulmate and love of my life. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, of course it helps to be in the
not endorsed by the company.
It helps to be in the same area, and I'm glad, you know, that works for you. So, I don't know. I don't go on there because the last time I went on OkCupid, there were a lot of women that weren't women on there. And I'm like, oh!
OkCupid has been shit for so long. Oh, my God. I can't believe anyone even still uses it.
Yeah,
like,
I stopped using
it a long
time ago.
It's been terrible since, like,
2016. Yeah.
Actually, before that, probably.
But yeah, I don't use that crap. Yeah, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, I don't use those. Not anymore. I don't know, like, Bumble, I might... DP said he had some matches on it, but he looked at them, and, I mean, they had dates, and they didn't go anywhere. And I told you there was that one he talked to, but she was like, well... You know, you're going to get kidney dialysis, and she's afraid he's going to die now, so...
Man. That's fucking...
Yeah.
That's hard, bro.
Yeah, but he's
that's
taking
hard,
it...
But look, bitches like that ain't worth your time.
Yeah,
I'm
really
sorry.
Not. They're
fucking
not.
Awful.
They're really
it's
not.
It's so
he
shitty.
Said that. And
but
he said that.
I understand someone wanting to protect her heart. I get it.
Right.
I get someone wanting to protect their own heart because it's really hard to fall in love with someone that you know you're just going to lose.
Right, that's true.
So I can see that, but still, like, that's brutal.
Yeah.
It's so, dang, like.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I can understand. I can totally understand where she's coming from. And, I mean, he said, well, it's fine. There's plenty. He said, I'm not going to waste my time. You know, he's always got a confident attitude about it.
Nice.
And,
strong dude.
Yeah, But really and truly, he's not really that worried about dating right now. He's more worried about, he had his car. I don't want to talk too much about the car incident, but yeah, he had some shit happened with his car. And then, of course, this kidney. So he's trying to get dialysis again, be put back on dialysis machine. And, we're hopeful.
Yeah.
We're hopeful he's going to pull through. We're praying and... I mean, it's been rough. It's been real, real rough for him. It's, I hope something I hope something good happens for him, because it's just been so much bad stuff. And he's a good guy, you know. It's a horrible thing to happen to such a good person, and it sucks. So, yeah, I guess
go ahead. I think I would just like to end with, he's on the right track, because I think that's honestly what most people should be doing. Most people should be doing, like, you know, and it gave me the thought, sorry, I'm kind of bouncing around, but it goes hand in hand. Most people should be doing self-exploration, self-help, self-care, self-healing, stuff like that, before they even, like, consider dating.
Yeah.
Because they have to, like, get to know themselves completely, deprogram themselves from, like, all the beliefs and structures that they've been programmed with growing up, figure out what they actually believe, what they actually want, what they actually like, you know, figure themselves out before, you know, then they're going to have a much better experience. They're not going to have to learn as many difficult lessons and build relationships. So most people should be doing that. But then the idea that it gave me is, like, wouldn't it be cool if there was, like, an app or, like, a program where, like, people did that, and then it connected, like, this AI one, it connected them to, like eHarmony plus, like, self-help features, you know, like, I don't know, plus, like, AI, I don't know, plus, like, level, I don't know, something like that, like, people, you know, already working on themselves, like, have you gone to therapy, like, you know, have you identified any trauma, you know, I don't know, like, people that are on the same level, I guess. Stuff like that, kind of stuff, something like that would be pretty cool. Also, more like local events, but smaller local events, so that they're not such big targets for, like, the crazy
fuckers who've had shit
thrown into their heads.
Local events are good. Yeah, that happens. That happens, unfortunately. All right. Well, with that, I guess we're going to go ahead and end it. Thanks for being a part of this one, and we'll definitely see you back.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be doing it this next week, because I think we're going to see Maxine. I'm not sure. But if we do see it, we'll let you know. And if we don't, then we'll be doing the show again. So I'll get in touch. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Empress, and we are out.